We know that Advent is a season that specializes in the unexpected. God rarely arrives the way we think he should. If we were writing the story ourselves, the Messiah would have appeared with royal trumpets, with shining armor, and political power. Instead, he came as a child in a manger. And before he arrived, God sent a messenger, again, not the kind of messenger anyone would have chosen. Enter John the Baptist, that voice crying out in the wilderness. There's nothing polished or predictable about this guy. He isn't dressed like a priest or a prophet of the royal court. He wears camel hair, eats locusts and wild honey, and preaches not in the city, but way out there in the wilderness. People went to see John partly because he was strange, but they stayed because his message was absolutely essential. And what was his message? Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. In other words, make room. Clear what is crooked. Level what is selfish. Let God change the landscape of your own heart. John the Baptist looks and acts strangely, precisely so that he can shake us awake. He disrupts us. Because Advent is about being a bit disrupted, being pulled out of our comfortable, unquestioned habits so that we can see the world as God sees it. Advent offers a gentle purple whisper, not a harsh alarm clock, but it is still an alarm. It tells us to wake up because God is nearer than you think, and he's doing something new. Today's scriptures echo that same theme. From Isaiah, we hear about a world transformed by God's justice, a world where wolves dwell with lambs, where peace is not naive but real, where creation itself is healed and restored. This vision, again, is unexpected. It overturns the way we assume the world must be. See, Isaiah imagines a world ordered by God's justice, not the world's convenience. And that raises a question for all of us. What does justice mean in the Christian imagination? It's so much more than just fairness or punishment. In Scripture, justice means right relationship. Relationship with God, with one another, and with God's creation. Sin, as we know, distorts relationships, but grace restores them. To live justly, then, is to allow grace to reshape our hearts so that we love not only ourselves, but others, especially those whose burdens we do not naturally see. Justice involves looking beyond ourselves. It asks us to understand the realities of others, those hurting, those excluded, those carrying weights we could not even imagine. That is why John the Baptist calls people to repentance, because repentance clears the space for love. It unclutters the soul, so that we can notice others' needs. It teaches us to walk in humility instead of self-reliance. When we repent, we make room for God. And when we do that, we also make room for others. But notice something important. John does not preach repentance because people are already righteous. He preaches repentance because we are not. And this gives us, I think, another essential Advent truth. The church is holy primarily because Christ is holy, not because we are. And I believe that is kind of a freeing thought, a freeing truth. People sometimes imagine the church as a community of the already perfect. I heard one priest comment when a guy said, "Your church is full of hypocrites." He said, "No, we're not full. There's still room for you." You see, Advent strips away the illusion that the church must be perfect already. The church is holy, not because of our flawless behavior, but because Christ is the head of the church, the vine to which we are the branches, the one whose holiness flows through us like sap giving life to a tree. We are not the source, we are the recipients. But here's the beautiful twist. Even though Christ alone is the source of the church's holiness, our lives can still draw people toward Jesus. And that's the mission of the church, to be a living signpost pointing to Christ. Advent reminds us that people do not stumble into faith randomly. They are led, often by friendships, by kindness, by compassion, by Christians who show what it means to care and to listen, to forgive and to hope. John the Baptist, for all his eccentricities, did exactly that. He pointed away from himself and toward Jesus. One mightier than I is coming after me. John's greatness is not that he was unusual, but that he refused to make the story about himself. He let his life become a doorway for others to meet Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is the invitation of Advent, to become a sort of doorway rather than maybe a wall. Walls block people. They can prevent welcoming. When we act with justice, when we listen attentively, when we serve generously and forgive freely, then we open a doorway to Christ. When we adopt a spirit of humility, acknowledging that God is still working on each and every one of us, then we open a doorway to grace. And when we choose compassion over competition, tenderness over harshness, patience over frustration, then we become the kind of people through whom others discover that God is not far away, but very near. And if we haven't always done that, then the invitation to you is for this Tuesday from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Several priests will be on hand for reconciliation, for our Advent penance rite, to restore that right relationship in your life and to ready your hearts for Christ's coming. John preached in the wilderness because sometimes God must lead us out into quieter, simpler places for us to hear his voice. Advent invites us to find that wilderness, that small, quiet corner in our hearts where God can speak unexpectedly. And when he does, he whispers, "Prepare, make room. Something beautiful is coming." And so as we move into the second week of Advent, let us embrace the unexpected. Let us welcome the strange, the surprising, the uncomfortable places where grace might be born. And let us remember that Christ is the holiness of his church, and yet our lives, imperfect and humble, can lead people beautifully toward him. And above all, let us prepare the way of the Lord in our hearts, in our families, in our relationships, and in our world.